This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. A couple of things I wanted to talk about regarding the Galesburg Public Library. The fact that, unfortunately, they're closed right now, but maybe still some good things in the offing for the library once things get back to normal. So we'll talk about all that with Galesburg Public Library Director Noelle Thompson, who is on the phone this evening. Noelle, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for reaching out, Will. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, very happy to have you. And I guess I got to, again, thinking about you yesterday because I was walking down the street and saw that there was work being done by MSI on the HVAC system at the library. So I guess, as the saying goes, time marches on, right?
That's right. They're still moving forward with that project. So hopefully we're able to reopen with a new system and comfortable temperatures and move forward there. But there's, you know, so much up in the air right now.
Yeah.
We'll just take it one day at a time.
No doubt. I'm sure it's probably a good thing that, at least from this standpoint, that the library's closed so they can probably get more work done, right?
Exactly. We were concerned before about how temperatures and changing of systems would affect our patrons and affect our staff if we had to take out the HVAC and whether that would be too warm, too cold for everybody. But now we're not too concerned about comfortable temperatures with an empty building. So they're plugging away and they're doing great work. And as always, their safety is our priority. So we want to make sure that they're doing a great job to take precautions and make sure that they're being safe as well.
Absolutely. Hopefully they are doing that for sure. So now on to the issue, I guess, of being closed through all of this. I can't imagine, while you didn't have a lot of choice in the matter, I'm sure, I can't imagine that closing the library was something that you took lightly.
No, not at all. We know, you know, there are people that depend on us for public computer usage, to get print books, of course, or just to be together and socialize, which obviously now is not the safest option to be in public and with other people. So it's definitely a hard decision for everybody, but we knew keeping our community safe was always top priority, and everything else would kind of have to fall into place, fall second. So that's how we came to that decision, just to ensure that not only our patrons and our library users, but also our staff is safe. And the best thing to do right now, stay home, and then hopefully if everybody follows those shelter-in-place orders, we're able to get through this faster than we would otherwise. And then we're excited to open back up again, and we know that there will be a big need for people to use the library as soon as we're open. So we're gearing back up for that, but then there's a lot of ways that we're able to serve right now as well.
At first, you had some options where folks could drive up and take care of some of the things that they needed to, and then that kind of got shut down too. Talk about that and kind of what led to first that part of
sure.
The move.
Sure, yes, as I'm sure you know and are aware, you know, sometimes health guidelines and recommendations change. So we were keeping an eye on the CDC and on the World Health Organization just to see what they recommended as far as keeping people safe. And it seemed like things were getting, you know, stricter and stricter as the days went on. So, you know, what initially started as keeping large groups down to 250 to 50 people gatherings to then 10 people gatherings, we determined, you know, as much as we want to be able to provide hard materials, print materials to the public, that's probably not the safest route to go. So initially it looked like that was going to be feasible for us, but then we decided just having too many staff in the building or exchanging materials between hands could just be dangerous, and we don't want to risk anybody's health or safety there. So we decided the best option was to close altogether.
Yeah, it was just
a very hard decision.
Yeah, I was just going to say, heck, having 10 people in the library could just end up being staff alone, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we've got 20 to 25 people at a time, just employee-wise, usually in the building. So, yeah, we want to keep our people safe.
This was kind of going to, as it usually is, spring is really kind of a big time for the library. It didn't even occur to me till I got an email from one of your other staff that I was scheduled to do an interview with somebody about the launch of the Big Read that we just couldn't do. So that alone, it kind of signaled to me that, oh, yeah, I guess this is pretty serious now.
Yeah, it's a huge event that, you know, our big coordinator, Eileen Castro, has worked on this project for over a year to get ready for this spring event. So it's disappointing, of course, like everybody has disappointments, things that they have to cancel or change. But our staff is so incredible and creative and flexible. We're looking at ways to tweak things to still be able to provide services to the community in a safe way. And so right now we have Lab Girl by Hope, I think you pronounce her name, Hope Jaren, is the big read book this spring. And those copies are actually available at participating businesses around town that are still open and providing food, mostly restaurants and grocery stores. And so people can pick up copies there. You get a book to read. You can get a head start on the Big Read project, and then hopefully we'll be able to kick off some of those events in May. If we need to do some of them virtually, we may do that, but we would love to be able to do them in person as well. And we'll just kind of take it day by day and follow health guidelines.
Yeah, and maybe I'll ask you maybe a question or two about the book in a minute, but I saw where there were some virtual items related to the Big Read already going on, right?
Yeah, we've been posting citizen science projects on Facebook, so you can take a look at those over the last week, and it's ways that people that are not technically professional scientists can still participate in collecting data and contributing to science projects, like observing how nature works in their neighborhoods, things like that. So that's a great you know, activity for families or individuals of all ages to engage in, learn a little bit more about how their nature around them and participate that way. And sometimes people are looking for educational projects to do, especially right now. And so that's, you can check out our Facebook page for some of those posts.
Yeah, speaking of education and I guess some of the virtual things you're doing at the library, the other thing I noticed that I thought was pretty cool was, at least for a little bit, there were, much like I think some of the local teachers are doing with some of their students, that your children's department kind of is helping out too, right?
Yeah, we post weekly story times Monday mornings, and so you can go and check out the past few weeks if you've missed them. Past few weeks, Monday mornings, they've been posted, and I believe we'll have another one next Monday with Miss Melinda and Miss Hillary, who just love and miss our story time buddies. So you can get a little taste of what they do on Wednesday mornings at a regular story time. And they'll read a story and do the songs that the kids know, and my girls have watched them and you know, love seeing familiar faces and seeing the songs that they know. It's just a great way to keep, you know, our community engaged and let our kids know that we miss them and we look forward to seeing them soon.
Yeah, that's great, at least that you're able to do that, at least for the time being, for sure. What other things have changed, or what other things are you doing right now, given that the library's closed?
We do have our digital databases available through our website right now. The library card, you can access ebooks from OverDrive or with the Libby app. You can access ebooks through eRead Illinois. And then Tumble Books is a great one for children's books. So those are all available for free with a library card.
One of the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah. We've got several other databases, educational databases. Ancestry.com is typically only available in the library. But the Ancestry's made that website available for free with the library card from our website as well, for the next few months. So now's a great time to get a head start on doing some of your genealogical research. Got time at home to work on that. And then if you don't have a library card, we are able to set you up with a temporary one right now, because you can't come in and get one, obviously, but we want to make sure people have access to all those digital resources. So if you're a student at a District 205 school or at Carl Sandburg or Knox College, you can email studentcards@gillsburglibrary.org. Or if you are just a Gillsburg resident and don't have a current library card, you can email reference@gillsburglibrary.org, and we can set you up with a library card number and a PIN so you can access those digital resources.
I was talking to somebody here in the building who said that, and this must speak to how well things are going in that regard, that they had trouble actually getting access to an e-book because it seems like it's become so popular in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, everybody's using those books for sure. And so we've been trying to add more and more to that collection to make sure they're available. Harry Potter was just made available with no waits, no holds, so limitless access for people. So if you haven't read it yet or want to read it again, that one's always available. Great time to start on that project. And then a lot of great resources for students. We've got like educational resources on our website. You just go to the resources link on our page, and you can see you know, great opportunities for kids to continue learning at home while they're not at school.
I know you've made a point of pointing this out on social media, and I think we made reference to it early on when the library closed, but those who still have actual hard materials checked out, basically you just need them to hang on to them for a little while longer, correct?
Exactly. We've extended all due dates to the middle of May at this point, and we've closed our book drop. You know, that fills up quite quickly, and in order to keep staff safe, we're asking staff to stay home, so we won't be coming in every day to empty that book drop. So hang on to those materials, and then we will start processing them safely just before we open, and we'll notify people when that'll be.
Okay, very good. And we'll keep we'll help pass that word along, too, when that time comes for sure. So being closed, though, overall, while there's myriad digital resources available for folks right now, as we've talked about, does the library take a hit when something like this extended closure happens, either, you know, through materials, number of patrons, revenue declining, anything like that?
Well, we always submit, you know, stats as far as how many people come to our building and how many materials are checked out, and that does contribute to funding and grants. But considering everyone in the world is going through the same thing right now, we're all going to have to look at some of those statistics much differently a year from now, and that's just part of it. But at the same time, we've had such great engagement from regular users and then new users as well, who realize that they need something from the library now. And we've been trying to, you know, think outside the box on ways to serve the community that way. So we've really been very active when it comes to engaging our users. And, you know, we pride ourselves in kind of evolving with the needs of the community. So you never know what a library might look like, you know, at any given time. It's going to change with whatever the needs of the community are. And so it's hard to say if, you know, there's some sort of, you know, negative impact. Of course, as a society, we're all going to be, you know, impacted by this event. But at the same time, we have just incredible staff that's really persevering and thinking of ways outside the box to make sure that we're bringing information and all materials to those who need them.
It just dawned on me as we've been talking here that I've seemed to have, over the last couple of weeks, talked to a lot of people that are dealing with this pandemic in the form of interviews, who are relatively new to their jobs. So I guess I will ask you the same thing I've asked them. This isn't something that really ever crosses your mind, let alone one that has to cross your mind so quickly into the fact that you just took over as the library director.
Yeah, I don't think it would matter if I had been here 30 years or the, you know, 7 or 8 months that I have been. Not something that most of us have experienced before, that any of us have experienced before. And we try to prepare for disasters of all kinds, but, you know, sometimes things surprise you, and you just have to kind of roll with the punches. And fortunately, we have an incredible board that puts our well-being first and is, you know, willing to listen to staff and make recommendations based on, you know, what is going to be the safest for everyone in the long run. And so I've been fortunate enough to have them, you know, really have our backs. And again, does it really matter? I don't think how long we had been here. This is a new time for everybody. So just kind of have to roll with it and know that we'll come out stronger in the end.
We're talking with Galesburg Public Library Director Noelle Thompson on Galesburg's Evening News here on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. The other reason I wanted to talk to you tonight was last night the City Council considered some changes I guess, some slight changes perhaps in the need to come up with some financing regarding the proposed construction of a new library, assuming state money ever becomes available for that. Talk a little bit about what happened and why the change is necessary. I'm sure some folks who maybe are socially distancing from the city council saw last night's meeting and kind of maybe want more details as to what's happening here.
Sure. So we are submitting kind of an updated request to the state for funding, which we are hoping will come through. But part of that grant that we would receive from the state is that we are responsible for about 25%. The state covers 75% of the building project, which is huge.
Yeah.
But because we are responsible for a portion of that, we need to show that, you know, we're able to provide those funds. And so the city is assisting us in that way by guaranteeing a loan, a bank loan, that then the library can show that we've got our end of the funding and that we are ready to move forward as soon as the grant is made available to us.
That's more or less a kind of a shift in that it was originally a city loan. Now it's just a city-backed loan, correct?
Right, yeah, the city loan that expires in this summer. So we'll be returning those funds to the city and then replacing that with a city-backed loan. That's right.
Okay. Where, any idea? I can't imagine you would easily find some of this information out these days with the pandemic going on, but do we still think the library's at pretty well at the top of the list to get some of this funding if it ever becomes available?
We sure do. You know, not a lot has changed there, but we, you know, again, we're taking it day by day to see if there's any changes, but they're absolutely accepting, you know, all of those applications and documents. They're continuing to accept those, and actually our March 31st deadline got pushed back a few weeks so that we had some extra time considering all the obstacles that we're facing. But
well, that's convenient.
Confident about the building and the plan, and you know, we're hoping for the best right now.
That's convenient, at least, that your deadline got pushed back.
Yeah, they've been flexible with all of the needs and the obstacles that all libraries are facing across the state.
You know, and that's probably a concern, probably, I would imagine, a concern right now as to, as we've probably talked about on a state level, how all of this impacts the state budget, given how much time and effort and money is being spent on buying equipment and responding to this and things like that, that it may... I imagine it may seem a little less certain that you will actually get these funds at some point.
Yes, considering we haven't lived through something like this before, it's hard to imagine exactly how things will play out over the next couple of years. But again, we're just hoping for the best right now. We're going to do our part. We know as a library, you know, whatever building we're in, we're here to serve our community, and so that's our main focus right now, is just what are our users going to need as soon as they're able to come back into the library, and how can we continue providing those needs.
Last I knew, there were still some properties on that block on West Main that needed to be obtained somehow and maybe demolished so that there would be work, or so that there would be space to build the new library. Is that still the case at this point?
Yep, at this point we've purchased a couple more properties on that block, and then there are a couple more that we were in negotiations with. We've kind of halted that for the time being. We know people have a lot more on their minds right now, but we'll continue as soon as it's reasonable to do so.
No doubt, but it sounds like at the very least you're still pretty optimistic that there will be some sort of resolution here before too long?
Oh, absolutely. We're moving forward. Things have been, you know, falling into place, and we've got a great team behind us and a great group of supporters who are excited to see this come to life and have been working on this for quite some time, and we're excited to see that become a reality.
Before I run out of time, maybe one completely unrelated question unrelated to anything else I've asked you at this point. You're a parent. How does, I've not talked a lot about this with other people, but a little bit with some of the people I've interviewed. How different is it for you, I guess, kind of parenting and having to work from home and things like that? How has all that changed for you as a parent in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. For me, my kids are 1 and 4.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think they're kind of thriving in this environment. They have so much attention from mom and dad all day long. We don't always spend this much time together because they're at preschool and daycare and husband and I are at work. So partly this has been really great for them and great for all of us to have just time where we have to slow down and be together and focus on one another. But the work from home aspect certainly is challenging, and I think everybody feels that way. And we just have to, you know, take it one day at a time, almost one moment at a time, do our best, support each other. And really, we're just putting our priorities in order right now. And a lot of things that we thought mattered end up not mattering as much in the long run.
Oh, sure.
But our kids are healthy, and my husband and I are healthy, and you know, that's what we wake up thinking, reminding ourselves of every day.
There you go. Have you gotten to the point like others have on social media where you're referring to your kids as coworkers yet?
Oh, it feels like it. It feels like it for sure. My dog and cat too.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You, my cat's disinterested. So, you know, more things change, the more they stay the same there. Noel Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for all the work you're continuing to do for the community, and hope you continue to stay well.
Well, thank you. I feel the same about you. Thank you for what you're doing for the community, and stay safe.
Thanks very much, Noel Thompson. We'll come back with Kim Commando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.